Well, it's been a while since we updated the news from the world of mermaids and their fans. So here we go. Two new museums devoted to mermaids have opened recently, independent of each other. One's on the East Coast in Florida, the other on the West Coast. That's where we're going with Tom Bonzi from the Northwest News Network. He dove into the scene near Aberdeen, Washington.
There were multiple mermaid sightings in the past week here at Gray's Harbor on the central Washington coast. One was spotted playing a harp. People observed another with a gray and white tail reclining on a mermaid throne. Yet another, get this, appeared at a book signing. The liveliest one twirled in front of the underwater viewing window of a traveling show tank painted in turn-of-the-century circus style.
It was cool. She dropped a shell for us.
Hello, I am Una the Mermaid. I am 41 years old. I am a professional mermaid from Portland, Oregon, and I have been doing this since about 2012.
Okay. There's a crab just floating in the background.
Would you like a shell?
Yeah. There was something magical about the silence of being underwater and just hearing music and then seeing littles approach and just getting excited. And I just love that. I love that magic. I like making people happy.
You guys got to meet a real-life mermaid today. Thank you. Thanks, Una.
Una says she missed out on some of her childhood because of abuse. She says she took on the mermaid identity in part to connect with her daughter in a playful, imaginative way.
Also a journey on how I found my own personal healing as a survivor of family trauma and violence and reconnecting with one's inner child and helping others to reconnect with that as well. So that's a big part of who I am and why I do what I do.
The grand opening of the International Mermaid Museum provided an occasion for many mermaids to gather. Una says a group of mermaids is called a pod. The Portland, Oregon area is home to several. Seattle, San Francisco, Nashville, and Baltimore are some of the other places with sizable pods. The merfolk include men and women and all body types. Some people splash into mermaiding as a hobby or for exercise. Others make it a side gig by hiring themselves out for birthday parties, events, and photo ops.
Oh, the sand dollar, good choice.
The Mermaid Museum in Washington State is a project of the Roberts family. Founder Kim Roberts says she heard the sirens call after undergoing cancer treatment
4 years ago, and it started to matter to me what I was leaving. And we didn't know if I would still be here today. And so this is my thing. This is my legacy.
A family friend's donation of a massive shell collection got the ball rolling. The museum displays feature lots of mermaid mannequins. Robert says there's a point here besides conveying mermaid lore. She wants each exhibit to teach ocean ecology, too.
The mermaids are the spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. Because if we just built an ocean ecology museum, I'm not sure it would have as much interest as a mermaid museum, but we can tell both those stories together.
A mother from Shelton, Washington, Rochelle Freeman, says she came away inspired to plunge in.
As a kid, I always imagined myself as an ocean creature, so I got my first monofin last year, and I made my own mermaid tail at home. So that's been really fun and a really cool way for me to express my artistic side during all this COVID stuff going on. And
Freeman says she was introduced to mermaiding by YouTube videos.
And I've just been seeing it online. And so to actually meet ladies who are doing this all the time and actually seeing it as a reality is really awesome.
Admission to the West Coast Mermaid Museum is free for the rest of this month, maybe longer. The newly opened East Coast Mermaid Museum is heavy on art, artifacts, and oddities. It's in the small town of Berlin, Maryland, near the Atlantic beaches. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi outside Aberdeen, Washington.